The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
A round of Stump the Show. Would you like to play? You can join us. 1-800-947-3979. Four lines open if you want to join the fray. Here's how this works. Each of the four of us get one guess. We have to go relatively quickly. That's on us. We can't sit here and waffle. Yep. We can't look anything up, obviously.
Nope,
if we can answer the trivia question you provide, any one of us, then you lose. If you stump all four of us, you win. We will answer the first question you ask. No riddles, no math. And we used to say no physics. I'm not sure why. That seems like it would have been encompassed by math, but whatever.
Well, I mean, they're different subjects.
Yeah.
What about biology?
Yeah, it should be something people have a chance at. It can't be like, hey, how many underwear are in my hand? Or the one that always sticks out is a guy called and said, how many points did Patrick Ewing have in his career? Who would know that?
Like, specifically,
he wouldn't know that. No, I would have no idea.
I mean, that's a terrible example.
I'm going to guess in the ballpark of 24,182. Yeah. Let me know if I'm close. All right. Well, again, here we go. You ready?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hello, Randy.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Randy's question was, how are you? The answer is, we're good. Thanks for playing, Randy. Appreciate it.
That's legit. Yeah.
I didn't even try to get him on that old trick.
I know.
Matthew in Pennsylvania. Hello, Matthew.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for being very serious. What is your question?
What creates a low pressure system in the atmosphere?
God. You're out.
The God loophole.
Yeah,
that's it. Could be the answer for anything.
What creates a low pressure system?
Low pressure is, let's see, hold on.
I'm going to say carbon monoxide.
Incorrect.
Low pressure is created by the air warming and rising, causing low pressure to be put on the barometric reader.
The barometric reader is what they call that, yes. Or some would say a barometer.
Yeah. Well, I had already said on the barometric, and I was going to say pressure, and didn't want to do that. So, yeah,
man.
But I still think I got a chance on the rest.
I know. Well, that sounds
Matthew,
good.
Go ahead and tell me I'm right.
You are right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got tricked by a guy who said barometric reader. Boom. Yes. 2 for 2.
Nicely
First
done.
First answer was we're good. Second one was that stuff about barometer.
Hey, what's the temperature? Somebody read the thermometer meter.
That works.
The thermal reader.
The thermal reader.
Christina in Maine. Hello, Christina. How are you?
Hello.
Hi.
I'm good.
Okay, good.
Thanks
I'm
for
glad.
Answering our question. That was very kind of you. Glad, it was a bit delayed. Nice almost a little you. Hesitant. I guess you don't nice want to share of yourself. But anyway, what is your question?
After the Big Bang, all of the matter in the universe could be categorized into two categories. What are they?
Matter and antimatter.
Is that correct?
No.
Oh. What happened there? Were you, like, questioning whether I was right?
Yeah. He's on to something, but that's not quite it.
Kelly, atoms and cells.
Eves.
Yeah.
Atoms and cells?
No. Isn't an, yeah, no, that doesn't work.
I mean, cells have atoms.
Yeah, I was like, nope.
So might as well said what I was thinking. Eminem Mars.
Yeah.
Boy, matter and antimatter sounded so good to me.
That is...
light matter and dark matter.
No.
Oh, like meat on a turkey.
Yeah.
Solid matter and liquid matter.
No.
What is the answer?
It's quarks and leptons.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
You said we were onto something.
I was just talking about that with my priest.
I didn't know you wanted us to get super science-y. I thought you were trying to keep it simple.
So. It's from a kid's book. I'm reading Neil deGrasse Tyson's book for astrophysics for kids.
Are you a kid?
No, I'm reading it to my kids.
I'm just kidding.
You know I can't understand anything that's for kids.
Yeah, right?
You can learn a lot from kids' books. I'm saying.
I'm an adult. I learn almost everything from them.
Kelly learned not to let pigeons drive a bus.
Exactly.
Thank you, Christina. Well done. Do you already have her info? Rachel? Yeah? Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, Christina. Alonzo. Hello, Alonzo.
Ooh, Alonzo.
Good morning. Hope you all doing good.
Thank you, Alonzo.
Sounded like a question, but
Kiko
Alonzo.
Kiko
Alonzo. Alonzo, what is your question?
This is the first processed food in the world. What is it?
The first processed food.
Yep. Ooh.
French fries.
Nope.
Bread.
They're processed.
So are TV dinners, but it's not the first one ever.
But potatoes were pretty basic. Somebody could have been like, oh.
It goes back hundreds of years and lots of years.
Potatoes.
Steve?
Bread?
Nope.
First processed food.
Boy, bread seemed like a real good one.
Beer?
Nope.
Ooh. Wine?
No.
Dah! What is it?
Is that cheese?
Cheese. Oh, yeah. Velveeta. That was the first one. All right. Well done.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say cheese goes back more than a couple hundred years.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah. I mean, that's pretty far back. Yeah. And also, I think there's a difference between regular cheese and processed cheese. Because don't they make a big deal out of how Kraft is, like, singles or
Velveeta,
processed
Velveeta
cheese?
Is not, like, they
versus,
can't
like,
say cheese.
Just naturally aged Swiss or something.
Mm. I know one thing. A potato is not processed. It's just a vegetable.
I know, but
isn't everything
French fries.
A process?
I know, but French fries. Jesse in Pennsylvania. Jesse, hello.
Good morning, guys.
Can you hear us?
Yes.
Jesse?
Yes.
Jesse.
Are you there?
We're not going to get this guy.
Yeah, no. We're not. We'll come back to him.
He's just going
to
sit.
I think he must have thrown his phone on the toilet. Jesse, you there? Are you gone?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Sorry about that. I must have been on mute. I have a question. I figured Steve might know the answer to that. When you're welding aluminum, why do you have to use AC instead of DC?
That is not trivia.
That seems like minutia. That seems like jargon.
You have to use AC.
Come on, Steve. You're always bragging about how you're smarter than most welders.
Yeah, of course. Because of the argon content.
No.
It's because one attracts bears.
You do have to use argon, though.
Oh, I know.
Could you repeat the question? I felt a little excluded the way you only talked to Steve.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
That's okay. I'm just
kidding. When you're TIG welding aluminum, why do you have to use AC current rather than DC current, which you would use for steel or stainless steel?
BC current would start a fire.
Not BC, before Christ. DC.
DC.
Direct current or alternating current.
AC and DC.
like a battery versus a wall.
I thought it was AC and DC, and I thought that's what the band was named after.
It is AC and
DC. I thought Steve would get this right away.
Okay,
wait,
which one do you use, AC or DC? I forget what you just said.
You use AC for aluminum.
Oh, because AC is the symbol for aluminum.
And air conditioning.
Yep.
Yeah.
close. No.
What is the answer?
We got it.
We don't know it. What is the answer?
It's to break through the oxide layer. A lot of people don't know that aluminum
oxide.
Like,
I'm going to stop you at a lot of people don't know that. Yeah.
That is all right. Crazy information that I just learned.
That was what my brain sounded like the whole time he was on. Trucker Joe, hello.
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 How are you, Joe?
I'm doing good, thanks.
You're welcome. What is your question?
Hey, I'm a truck driver, as you know, And we're regulated by the federal government on how many hours we can drive per day. We have to run a logbook. Mm-hmm. How many hours are we allowed to drive in a 7-day period?
Oh, in a 7-day period.
That'd be a week.
Mm-hmm. Thanks. I wish that had been the question.
I thought it was like...
let's see. I'm going to say 60.
Damn, you got it right.
Look at you, free beer.
Yep.
We're about 11 hours a day. We have to take a 10-hour break off. 60 hours in a 7-day period, 70 hours in an 8-day period.
A lot of people don't know this, but my uncle was C.W. McCall.
Really?
Who wrote Convoy, yeah.
Yeah, so we'd go and visit him. Teddy Bear.
That's a different person. I was Rubber Duck.
You wish.
Yeah, I do. Tony in New York. Hello, Tony.
Hey, how you doing?
Great.
Good, man.
Got that one. The question was, how are we doing? And the answer remains.
Doing that.
Great. Warren.
Yes.
Hello, Warren. How are you?
Oh, not too bad. Yourself?
Good. Thanks for asking. Love the question.
Thank you.
That one's a little bit minutia, but I think a lot of people knew that. Dan and Flip. Whoa!
Oh, no. Dan just fell down some aluminum pipes.
Hope he doesn't have a BC wire with him or whatever.
Yeah, right. He is going to get so oxidized.
Jesus, take the wheel.
Brandon.
I hope he didn't have a BC wire either.
Brandon and Appleton. Hello, Brandon.
Hey, bud.
Hey, bud.
Hey.
Brandon.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah, so there are 100 folds on a chef's hat. What do those folds represent?
Oh, the 100 recipes that you have to have mastered before you become a chef.
Yeah, I saw that on a TV show.
No, that's not totally correct.
That's wrong.
All of the ways to create an egg or to cook
an egg. Yeah, you got it.
There are 100 ways to cook an egg?
Yep. I don't know them all, so don't ask.
Oh. Wouldn't have ever dreamed of doing that.
Poached.
Scrambled.
Over and that's
easy,
it.
Over medium. Over hard. Fried.
Are you really doing this?
Yeah.
Soft scramble.
I wish you'd call in with it so I could hang up on you, too.
Yeah. Over Daniel. Ham in a roller skate.
Daniel in Nashville. Hello, Daniel. How are you?
Good morning.
Hi. Good morning.
This actor did the voice to one of the main characters in the children's movie, The Iron Giant.
Never heard of that movie.
Tom Hanks.
Nope.
Dang.
Hmm.
Wait. Orson Welles.
Nope.
Famous voice actor.
That's true. Not really his time of effectiveness when the
Iron
Giant.
I have no idea when that
movie
came out.
You don't know
that.
Okay. No. Well, then, you don't have a chance.
Ask the question again. Say the question again.
This actor did the voice to one of the main characters in the children's late 80s, early 90s movie, The Iron Giant.
I mean, it's not really a question. Can
I mean,
just say,
wait, like which character? I mean, you're just saying like one of them.
Okay, let me.
Yeah, to me, all voice actors are famous.
Okay, this famous actor did the voice to the Iron Giant in the movie The Iron Giant. How's that?
Sylvester Stallone.
Nope.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Nope. Vin Diesel.
Never heard of him. Who is Vin Diesel? Just kidding. All right, that was pretty good. All right, hold on. There you go. I got another winner.
God, I thought he was born in the 80s. How old is Vin Diesel?
I bet he's like 71.
Weird. He is one of those people that's surprisingly old, huh?
I mean, he's looked the exact same since Pitch Black in 1995.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot, too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.